Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words concerning Indiana Governor Mike Pence signing the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which some folks claim was written to allow Christians to discriminate against homosexuals, and could be chock full of unintended repercussions. Ostensibly, Quakers would be able to refuse to sell furniture to anyone wearing a zipper. Muslim ice cream shop owners would not be required to serve waffle cones to women. Wiccans even praised the law for giving them permission to marry horses. This legislation is a typical Hoosier end-around in response to the U.S. Supreme Court mandating that Indiana recognize same-sex marriages. Like it or lump it? Well, they're lumping it. And if you're wondering, the word Hoosier, back in the 1800s, was used to describe a group of yokels. Meant as an insult, it was taken on by native Indianans as a mocking self-tribute until at long last it lost its negative connotations, which are rebounding. To call the backlash loud is like saying that gravel does not top the list of most requested dessert toppings. Miley Cyrus threatened to cancel concerts, but that's not too big of a deal since she canceled half her dates last year. A groundswell of boycotts is growing, and the NCAA even shook its finger, and when the NCAA assumes the moral high ground, you know you're in trouble. In a Washington Post editorial, Governor Pence blamed Obamacare for the law, which is the go-to Republican excuse. Turns out Obamacare is responsible for a long list of maladies, including the abundance of retina detachment in Angus steers, the substandard maple syrup crop in Vermont, and blue mold. What this bill really says is, in Indiana, we have the God-given right to be intolerant of people who do not believe in our God-given right to be intolerant. And seriously, who can argue with that? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.